This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. For a period of 30 years, Ken Fisher served as president of the University Musical Society at the University of Michigan. He stepped down from that position at the end of the 2016-2017 performance season, and since then has had some time to ponder a storied career and life. Those reflections have led to a new book entitled Everybody In, Nobody Out. It goes on sale today via University of Michigan Press. Ken, it's good to talk with you again.
It's great to be in touch with you. You've always had that great voice, and man, being able to hear you again, it's just terrific.
Maybe one day we'll be allowed to get back together in person. That would be very nice.
Hope so.
The title of the book refers to a philosophy that was, gifted to you by one of your mentors. His name was Patrick Hayes, and among other things, he was founder of the Washington Performing Arts Society. When he shared with you, everybody in, nobody out, how did he describe to you what it meant to him?
Well, Patrick was a man who championed civil rights, inclusion, welcoming everybody into the arts. And I had the good fortune to be in Washington, D.C. at the time he was launching his Washington Performing Arts Society, and he was determined that the arts were going to be for everybody. And so this was his inclusion policy, everybody in, nobody out. And an indication that things were going to be different was when he founded WPAS in 1966, he made sure that his board chair would be different from him. It was the black man named Todd Duncan, the first Porgy in Porgy and Bess. And imagine this Irish guy and Todd Duncan together being the face of the arts going forward in Washington. So, and then I learned from him. I never worked for him, but he taught me these lessons of how important it was that the arts be for everybody.
So as you continued career and in 1987 landed in Ann Arbor, how did you carry forward and grow that philosophy as a new part of the foundation of UMS?
Well, one of the first things I recognized is that UMS is housed in Burton Memorial Tower, quite really an ivory tower. And it was clear to me, we got to get out of this tower and into the communities of Southeast Michigan. And that meant communities of shared heritage, building relationships with our Arab friends, our black friends, the South Asian Indian community, and all those rich communities within our region. It also meant building a whole new set of relations with the arts organizations and stations like yours, you know, with whom we had very little relationship, but also educational institutions, not just, you know, other colleges and universities, but particularly K-12 programs. It also meant local businesses. You know, I believe in management by walking around, and that means get out of the tower and start going to barbershops and going to the local restaurants and the banks and becoming familiar with people, letting them know what UMS is, and then seeing how can we work together.
And, of course, those are some of the external components. Internally, in the book, you referred to yourself as an enabler. Now, to many, there are some negative connotations associated with that term. So how did you take enabler and make it a positive in your leadership style?
Well, you know, I first used that word back when I was in college. It didn't quite have the connotations that it does right now. But I think a better word might be, you know, connector, a person that's always looking to see how we can be bringing people together. And that's really the joy of my life right now, you know, that I'm retired, because I've known a lot of people in a lot of different fields, helping University of Michigan undergraduates, people from my undergraduate college, the College of Worcester, young professionals, emerging leaders. How can I help connect them with resources and with people that are going to help them be able to thrive?
We're talking with Ken Fisher on 89.1 WEMU, and Ken is President Emeritus of UMS and author of the book Everybody In, Nobody Out. It is available today through University of Michigan Press. Ken, I noticed a number of themes running through your book, and you've already mentioned perhaps the most important one, and that is relationships. You literally travel the world developing, maintaining, enhancing those relationships that would benefit UMS and the greater Ann Arbor community, but I'm interested in how did you personally benefit from investing in friendship?
Well, it's no surprise that, you know, you give a little, you're going to get so much back. The more you give, the more you receive. I mean, it's very simple, actually. And it goes with building audiences and building relationships with artists. You know, one of my most treasured relationships is with Wynton Marsalis.
And, who wrote the foreword to your book.
Exactly. Well, he wrote that, but, you know, no artist did I present more, 19 times. And, you know, you build a relationship there, and it was just a magical one with him because, you know, it started early in the morning when they'd arrive, but this is a guy that always wanted to meet with other people. He wanted to meet with the kids and with the students at the University of Michigan, with the jazz performers in the area. There was a guy who gave so much, and then all this love was returned to him, and so many kids are now playing jazz because he extended himself.
Well, you were able to build bigger budgets through these friendships and relationships, bigger programming offerings, the commission of new works, the launch of a great number of educational programs that reach out into the community. How would you say the perception and reality of UMS changed over your three decades? And Wynton Marsalis certainly a part of that.
Well, I think certainly we were a superb classical music presenter. You know, when you can have Horowitz play 15 times on your stage, when the Vienna and the Berlin Philharmonics are a regular, that's distinctive, especially in a small town like Ann Arbor. And that I give credit to my predecessors. Boy, did they work their magic in getting Caruso here in 1919 and the Philadelphia Orchestra to begin a relationship. So I want to tip my hat to those folks. But, you know, times changed. It was time now as our population diversified. We needed to discover these rich cultural expressions, especially with those cultures in our own backyard. You know, when you think of the Arab community, in no way is that a monolithic community. Mm-hmm. I mean, the diversity of cultural expressions within that community, and certainly in the African-American community. And we just weren't mining these cultural expressions. So diversifying programming became critically important. And when you diversify programming, you're going to diversify your audience. And then the more you can diversify your staff and your board, you have different points of view coming in that are just bound to enrich who you are, what you do. And that doesn't happen overnight. It has to be genuine. I practice four principles of partnership. Communication and cooperation are obvious, but vulnerability and reciprocity, those are the two key things, because vulnerability means you approach relationships with humility. You listen a lot. And we don't use the word outreach at UMS. Outreach implies a one-way transaction, and ours has to be engagement. It's two-way.
Once again, we're talking with UMS President Emeritus Ken Fisher on 89.1 WEMU as we mark today's release of his new book, Everybody In, Nobody Out. And I do want to travel a little further down the road you just started to go. We are at another crossroads in our history. We are divided. We're hyper-politicized. We continue to deal with injustice and inequity. We have racial, gender, and socioeconomic gaps in all areas of our life, arts and culture, education and employment. As you've been talking about, you recognized early on, UMS should have, as part of its mission, programming to try and bridge those gaps. What led you to believe, and what makes you believe today, given our circumstances, that arts can be a bridge to greater understanding between peoples?
Well, the arts express really our innermost feelings. And you look at, over time, what is it that survives beyond wars, beyond civilizations? It's our art. It's the greatest expression of who we are as human beings. And the more we can experience those expressions, the more we're going to learn and appreciate and respect people that look different from us, have different kinds of backgrounds. And I think that was one of the principal reasons behind our need to diversify. We all have to learn and grow and begin to understand and appreciate everybody in our world. And, you know, the arts really are at the forefront of helping that better understanding, that better knowledge and appreciation.
With that in mind, Ken, in retirement, will you continue working to make the arts a part of the social solution?
Absolutely. I mean, how can I not? You know, I remain active with my professional organizations. They're kind enough at UMS to provide Penny and me with some good seats. And I want to do everything I can. And you know, I'm involved with other organizations. Now, there's the Concert of Colors, Detroit's Diversity Festival that's been going on now for 28 years. Let's bring the communities together of Southeast Michigan. And that festival, I am so honored to now chair the advisory committee of the Concert of Colors. And I also have a role with the King Singers of England, mm-hmm. and they have a major mission now to, it's called Finding Harmony. Let's bring together, because, you know, there's nothing like singing that brings people together. And so here they are commissioning new work from all over the world, performing it, and sharing it with the world. So just fantastic.
Well, Ken, there are so many great stories and reflections in the book, but I don't want to be a spoiler, so we're going to let people read those on their own. But I assure everyone, these are stories you don't want to miss. Thank you so much for the time today, Ken, and good luck with the book.
Thanks so much, Dave. Always great to speak with you, even better to just hear you.
That is University Musical Society President Emeritus Ken Fisher joining us to discuss the release of his new book. It's called Everybody In, Nobody Out. And as we mentioned, the foreword comes to you from Wynton Marsalis. For more information and all the links you'll need, visit our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.